More than 20,000 people have been arrested for breaching the new adjusted level 3 lockdown restriction since it was announced on the 28th of December and later extended. Most were linked to the prohibition of the sale and transport of alcohol, with about 7,000 arrests for failure to wear masks. Now, those arrested pay an admission of guilt fine and then appear in a magistrate court for a plea. Now, what are the implications for those arrested? We find out from the prominent defense attorney, William Booth. Good morning, William.
Good morning. How are you?
And thank you for joining us. Tell us, William, what is the normal process? Should a person be arrested for lesser crimes? Let's say shoplifting. I mean, what would be the normal process as opposed to the current level 3 adjusted lockdowns?
Well, as far as shoplifting is concerned, people have been arrested for shoplifting. But the directive from the National Commissioner of Police is actually that in cases where people are not a flight risk and the offence is a minor offence, the person should actually not be arrested, but should be issued with a warning notice to go and appear in court, and the matter can then be dealt with in court. So the approach should be not to arrest in cases where it's clear not a serious offence, and to where the person, let's say, has a fixed address and is not likely to abscond. That's with regard to other offences, let's say.
You know, William, what happens in the cases where people are arrested for breaking curfew hours or not wearing a mask? What are the implications? Do they pay a fine? Do they receive some sort of a ticket? Or are they, supposed to be incarcerated, locked up overnight? What should they do? I mean, should they await to see a judge and challenge their arrest?
Well, first of all, in respect of the lockdown regulations, the police should not be arresting. If somebody allegedly contravenes one or other of the regulations, for example, not wearing a mask or being out beyond the curfew time, they should not be arrested. But what is happening in practice, and it's not only during the second level 3 lockdown, but previously during the other levels where there were alleged contraventions, many people have actually physically been arrested, taken to police stations, and in some instances actually detained overnight or even longer. Now, my view is that is incorrect. If they have been arrested, they should be issued with a warning notice. And on the warning notice, an admission of guilt fine is usually fixed, depending on the alleged contravention. And that person can pay the admission of guilt fine or not pay it, and then obviously challenge the matter in court. If you pay, and this is very important, if you pay the admission of guilt fine listed on the warning notice, that will mean you will have a criminal record. So my advice is to obviously not pay the admission of guilt, but take the matter to court and discuss the matter with the prosecutors, with a view to possibly having the charges withdrawn or even diverting the case and not having a criminal record. And many people pay the fines and then don't realize they are going to receive a criminal record. The Minister of Justice some months ago did announce that he's looking at amending the Criminal Procedure Act with regard to the issue of admission of guilt fines, so that if you pay a fine, it does not automatically mean you will have a criminal record. Because I think one must move away from decriminalizing a lot of these offenses. It is obviously serious to contravene regulations, and one would say do not contravene the regulations. However, those that do, you need to be very cautious if they go and pay a admission of guilt, because criminal record affects you, affects your job, affects your future life, can affect traveling and all kinds of, let's say, ramifications as a result of paying an admission of guilt fine.
You know, there's been this concern, William, of the burden that has been placed on, you know, on our courts. And this was well before COVID-19, wherein cases delayed, unduly for years sometimes, you know. And this particular challenge to the system, should a person wish to challenge their arrest or the claim that they have contravened any one of the, level lockdown 3 restrictions, wouldn't this further add burden to our court system?
Absolutely. And I think that is why it is important to amend the Criminal Procedure Act. It should already have been amended so that people who do contravene and go and pay an admission of guilt fine, obviously then they don't need to appear in court. But at the same time, that doesn't mean they will get a criminal record. So now, because it amounts to a criminal record, and that if people do not want that to take place, they will take the matter to court, challenge the case in court, possibly, as I said a bit earlier, try and persuade the prosecutors to withdraw the case or divert the case so that it doesn't mean a criminal record. But it does add to this burden, and during the whole COVID-19 pandemic, all the other cases have been postponed. So you've had this massive build up in our criminal justice system where you have this huge, huge backlog. There was a backlog before COVID-19. There's even a worse backlog. And, you know, the courts are struggling to deal with completing cases. And let's say your more serious cases are being affected, and then obviously victims of crime are being affected, and accused people are not having their cases dealt with as quickly as they should be. So that is why the government seriously has to relook at this whole issue of admission of guilt. And, you know, the police have to relook at the way they are dealing with the public and also not arrest people, keep them locked up, and try and have a system in place that all these cases could be dealt with in another way than, let's say, where the person wants to challenge it in court. And if you have a system where if you pay an admission of guilt, it doesn't amount to a criminal record, but is merely an administrative type of fine, that would, I believe, alleviate the burden on the...
William Booth, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Radio Islam International. And once again, thank you for your time. Have a good rest of your week, William.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Good to speak.